This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Members of the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association will gather in Lexington later this week for their annual meeting after taking a year off in 2020. Kentucky Cattlemen's Association Executive Director Dave Maples says the meeting will begin Thursday at the Lexington Convention Center with the Beef Efficiency Conference organized by retired Western Kentucky University professor Dr. Gordon Jones.
He kind of oversees that and puts an outstanding program together. We got Dr. Dave Lawman from Oklahoma State, Donnie Schiffelbein from up in Minnesota, and Dr. Dan Thomas from Iowa State will be there on that program.
Maple says the annual meeting kicks off in the afternoon with two special guests.
I think that the governor's going to be here with us this time. Hopefully that'll all work out. So that's going to be in the afternoon, as well as our state veterinarian, Dr. Katie Flynn, is going to be with us.
He adds they'll also celebrate the impact of the beef checkoff.
We're celebrating the beef checkoff. The beef checkoff's been going on for 35 years now, and that afternoon we've got a really nice video that we're going to highlight what's taken place over the last 35 years with our beef checkoff.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
More Kentuckians have decided it's time to embrace ethanol. Ethanol has reduced our dependence on imported oil, created thousands of jobs, reduced air pollution, costs less at the pump, and allows us to support our local Kentucky corn farmers. Look for E85, E15, and E10 when you fuel up next. At Commonwealth Agri Energy in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, they produce over 45 million gallons of fuel every year from 15 million bushels of corn. Learn more. Visit CommonwealthAgriEnergy.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Kentucky Cattlemen's Director Dave Maples says Friday, January 14th, will be filled with a number of events.
We got a lot of stuff with our junior cattlemen coming on. That's where we have our regional meetings, where we elect our officers and our board.
Following regional meetings and director elections, Maples says they'll look to the future and celebrate the past.
What does the future look like for our association as well as the beef industry? And I know one of the things that you always ask me about is our Hall of Fame inductees, and they'll be inducted that night.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Al Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.